Hi, I'm Kathy Marler with Member Solutions Consulting, and today it's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker. The seminar title is Getting Off the Hamster Wheel to Improve Your Student Count, and it's featuring MABiz Secret Society co-founder Mike Dolpes. A little bit of information about Mr. Dolpes. He started his first school in 1998 when he was just 18 years old. Throughout his early 20s, he maintained a student count of over 220 and a monthly cash flow of $30,000 to $40,000 and sometimes more per month in his 2,800-square-foot South Philadelphia school. He currently specializes in helping single school operators dominate their areas through creative direct response and community-based marketing. He's the author of many top-selling martial arts business resources, including Quick Karate Sales Letters and the Magic Intro Program. He is the co-founder of the MABiz Secret Society, which is a business society for single independent school owners only. Mike is the publisher of Raising Real Winners, the audio magazine of successful parenting. Raising Real Winners is a monthly publication designed to educate the parents of martial arts students. Through a very simple plug-and-play system, school owners can develop and deliver powerful parenting information from some of the world's foremost parenting experts. It's so powerful that industry insider Melody Schumann uses it at her school. You just go to raisingrealwinners.com/martial arts to find out more about it. And without any further ado, Mr. Dolpes, welcome to Member Solutions Teleseminar today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kathy, so thanks for that great introduction, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak to Member Solutions clients. Always, hopefully I can give them some things they can take away. So thanks a lot. Always a pleasure to be working with you guys. So we'll go ahead and get started. And to preface things, I'm going to be going through a bunch of different topics today, because when you think about the idea of getting off the hamster wheel, I mean, it can be a very broad topic. I mean, it can be in your personal development quest in terms of just getting yourself to just get more done and achieve your goals faster and stop spinning the wheels every day. And obviously, it's going to pertain to your school. So it's a very broad topic, and I think it hits a personal chord, and I think it hits a business chord. We will certainly really focus on the business. And like I said, it's going to be broad. Many times when I come on and do a teleseminar for Member Solutions, it's a very specific topic. So in the past, I've talked about direct mail, or I've talked about the intro process, or I've talked about certain marketing activity, or actually internet marketing. And, you know, it's always important to kind of get out your scalpel and really get detailed on certain areas. And today's call really is going to be an overview of a lot of things that you can do simultaneously to basically get off the hamster wheel, the treadmill, whatever you want to call it. And in any membership business, and I've been running them since I was 18 years old, and even what I do now full-time is the MABiz Secret Society, and I do some small business work outside the industry as well. I kind of run my businesses, you know, using the membership model. I think it's an awesome model, and we're all in that same boat. And whenever you're in a membership model, you at certain times, you can get stuck on that wheel where, you know, you get one, you lose one, you get one, you lose one, and it really gets hard to grow in that situation. So we're going to give you some strategies to do that. But the point is, we're all, as membership business owners, martial arts school owners, we're all in the position. Even some of the people that are in the Member Solutions top 5%, I mean, they have their own hamster wheels as well. The point is, are you going to get to the hamster wheel that you're happy about, really? And, of course, if the hamster wheel that you're on is, you know, turning out more dollars for you, then you're probably going to be happy. So whatever you're doing, whatever membership business you're in, you're always going to get to a certain point, and you have to do things differently to get to the next level than you did to get to the current level. So if that makes sense, we will get started. And I'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to cover. Pretty much going to talk about leveraged marketing activities, because that's going to be one of the keys, is to get more out of your marketing. We'll talk about certain paid marketing, which is actually worth the investment, where you're not just kind of casting it on the water. And my joke is funding your printer's 401k, so you're doing marketing that actually gets a return for you. So you're just funding your printer's 401k or killing trees with your marketing. We'll talk about what to focus on in the paid marketing and print department. We'll talk about some holes, really. And, you know, I find these holes all the time in my martial arts, maybe the Secret Society, when I do talk with new clients at all different levels, new school owners, people that have stagnated for a couple of years, and even some at the top end that come to me. We always find holes that we can plug, and those holes keep you on the hamster wheel if you don't plug them. And then we'll talk about some of the simple retention boosters that can help you, and some of the, you know, and we'll talk a little bit about internet marketing, because a lot of times there's some holes there. So I think what you may be seeing, if you're paying attention, and you're not multitasking, if you're paying attention, you may be realizing that to get off the hamster wheel requires a whole bunch of action simultaneously. It requires a whole bunch of looking at things and looking at the little things that actually make a huge difference in your school. I think Dan Kennedy says little hinges swing big doors. So to get to higher levels, it really does come down to a lot of the little things, and you'd be amazed when you just plug a hole here and plug a hole there or do something a little differently of how it can actually help you grow. Because the whole key to growing, and when I've done consulting sessions with people, we've talked about we either call it the hamster wheel point or we call it the treadmill point. Now, I want you to look at it in a very – the idea of this whole thing is to be look at it in a very simple way. It's to not complicate things. It's the law of simplicity. And unfortunately, human beings do tend to complicate their lives. So you want to look at the whole thing in a very simple manner. And here's how you want to just look at it. And again, you know, I'm not telling you you have to do this, but – This is the way to start looking at it to where you say, oh, this makes sense, and the light bulbs start to go off. You're going to have two hamster wheel spots, okay, or treadmill spots, whatever you want to call it. Okay, we'll call it hamster wheel because that's the name of this call, right? So you're going to have two of them. It's either going to be student count or it's going to be income. So you're going to get to a certain point, and you're going to say, or you're at a certain point, and you're looking at your student count, and you're saying, wait a minute, you know, my student count really isn't changing. And here's, you know, again, let's be simple. I mean, obviously, you know, I use a lot of technology. Remember, Solutions provides a lot of technology that you can use for your school, and that's all great. You know, you should be using that. It does make things more efficient. However, if you want to know someone's active count, you know, I'm a firm believer in still using, even if you have all the technology, the attendance card system, where you just have them all in a box and you have all the cards laying, you know, in by alphabetical order. You pick out the cards, and they, you know, student gets it. You mark the date, and you can see when they're getting stripes. You can see, you know, where they are in their progress, how many classes they came to last month. And if someone wants to know your active count, it shouldn't be, well, I think we have about, you know, 172 or 100, people use the round numbers, right? I think we have about 170 or 180. What you do is say, you know what, today's Wednesday, call me back on Saturday, and I'll tell you my active count. Because all you're going to do on Saturday is go to your card box, and you should have a system that actually separates who came that week and who didn't. There's a way to do that. That's real simple. I'm not going to go into the details. But all the cards that were not pulled that week, that are still sitting in that box that were not marked, they should be considered inactive. Okay, really? And if someone wants to know your up-to-the-minute active count, you actually grab all the cards that did get a mark that week, and you should have an easy system for that. So you pull out all the cards that did come that week, minus all the ones that didn't, and you say 171 people showed up to class this week. Then we have this stack of cards over here, which is 20. Here's 10 that weren't here this week. I know why 5 of them were on vacation. These other 5 I know have no excuse. And these other 10 haven't been here in 3 weeks, and we've called them and all this other stuff. So, again, this is not a call about attendance cards and attendance policies. What it is just to change your thinking, just to look at things very simply. I hope everyone on the call is either doing that, or maybe I gave you a couple things that you can think about differently on that. So, again, it's looking at it simply. So you have the student count treadmill, hamster wheel, and then you have the income one. Now, here's the fun part. The fun part is you can get off your income hamster wheel if you carefully look at your pricing structures. And again, I know we've heard at nausea, you know, in our industry, you know, raise your prices. And I agree with all the folks that talk about that. And you really should, you know, push your tuition to its max. I mean, stretch it out as far as it can go, meaning – You know, when I talk to a client, I really don't want them to be at anything less than probably 139 for their basic program, and then whatever they're really comfortable with their upgrade, you know, whether it's 179 or 199 or $50 more per month or $60 more per month. And, you know, if you need clarification on upgrades, go to the archives and listen to that call I did a few months back on upgrades. So you look at your income number and your income hamster wheel, and then you look at your student hamster wheel, and you can actually play around with the income one just by paying attention to your prices. And I call, when you have a good upgrade system, which is one of the keys to getting off the hamster wheel, I call that your membership, your go-to-bed-at-night happy membership, meaning you have a program in place that's priced at a premium, you deliver a ton of value, you have an easy system to put people into that, which is not hard to figure out, and at maturity, 70% of your students are on that upgraded program. That is really the key to staying off the hamster wheel for good, one of the keys anyway. So you have that go-to-bed-at-night happy number membership, and then all these other things will kind of fall into place. But what happens is when you play around with your tuition, when you have a good upgrade system, and when you really do go for the higher end, especially even on the basic program, you start to say, wow, you know, we grew this year 10% in, you know, 20% in student count, which means we started January 2009 with 100 students, and now, you know, 6 months later, we've grown by 20%. We have 120 active paying members. I'm just using arbitrary simple numbers. But then you look at that and you say, but you know what? We played around with our pricing and we put a better upgrade system in place and we developed a better system and confidence to ask for more money. We started delivering more value, more benefits, because again, the universe will not return anything for nothing. You have to give something. So I think that's something that some of the gurus, quote unquote, I'm like the anti-guru, but they miss that. They say, oh, raise your prices. But, you know, they don't realize in the back end, whenever you raise prices, you have to deliver your presentation, your intro in a better way. And if you're going to do an upgrade program at a premium price, you have to deliver that every month. And it's not just about offering more classes either. But you have to deliver a ton of value, and there are simple ways to do that. Like I said, go back and listen to the upgrade call. Or give me a call sometime, I'll help you out with that. But you have to deliver a ton of value every time you raise the price. But here's the good news. When you do raise the price, you don't necessarily have to start working a lot harder. You just have to have better value. I'll give you a great example. I learned this from a guy named James Malinchak. He said, all right, if I give you two sets of crystal candlestick holders, say that 20 times, crystal candlestick holders, and one set I put in a Kmart bag and the other set I put in a Tiffany's box, but they're the same exact crystal candlestick holders, which one has a higher value? Well, it's, you know, it's the Tiffany one. Now you can package things better to add more value, and obviously you can deliver more value. It's, you know, it goes hand in hand, packaging and delivery. Okay? So you can play around. The whole thing to drive home is that you can play around with these little hamster wheel spots. You can say, all right, you know, we grew by 20% in student count. However, we started the year doing, I don't know, $20,000 per month. But now, for the last 2 months, our average has been 27,000, which is a little more than 20% growth if you started with 20. What's that? I think, I don't know, I'm not good at math. But anyway, it's like 30% growth. So what that tells you is, you know, someone actually played around with their tuition numbers, their value, and even though they only grew by 20% in student count, they grew by 30% in revenue. So, again, you want to look at things very simply. That's really what I'm about. Just make it really clear. When I, you know, the thing I learned about copywriting is I do a fair amount of that as well for myself and other people from a guy named Jeff Paul. He said, you know, make it so simple, almost like the person you're talking to is Homer Simpson. Okay? You know, Homer Simpson needs it to be so simple. I mean, he doesn't even want to bend over and pick up the remote control that just dropped off the couch. So you want to just look at things in a very simple way, okay? So with that said, remember, two ways to think about things, simplicity, and think about your hamster wheel spot being in student count or in revenue. You can play around with either one. I'll tell you, though, you're better off using thinking about the analogy I just gave you, you know, the person who grew 20% in student count but grew 30 or 40% in revenue. There's ways to do that. It's not hard. Okay, so let's go into some of the little bullet points that that we promised you on this call. Hopefully I can under-promise and over-deliver or or at least deliver on what I promised. That's always a good thing too, right? So anyway, let's talk about highly leveraged marketing. I'm going to give you just a very clear example. One of my members to the Secret Society, his name's Joe Strunzik, and he has a school in Ohio. And Joe was a member for, he's been a member for almost a year, and he was getting a lot out of this and really applying a lot of the techniques that we did. So he approached me a few months back, and he said, "Mike, you know, I love what you're doing. What I really would want to do is also contribute some things to you. You know, I've taken a lot of your things, and you know, he has a good marketing mind. He said, I take a lot of your stuff and just apply it as is, and then some of the stuff you put out, frankly, you know, I put my own little twist on it and even improve it a lot, you know." And I said, "Well, great. You know, there's always room for improvement, but that's the point, is he's open-minded to that." But now here's the example. He, you know, basically when I was watching this video, I was pretty much hearing myself, because all he did was he looked at our video training on one of the techniques, which is working either in the classrooms or working within the community, and he basically followed the exact outline that I do in the video at a live class that I did. So when I'm listening to him, I'm hearing literally my words, which is really cool, because say, okay, they work in Philly, they work in Jersey, they work in California, they work in Washington State, they work in Ohio, too. How about that? You know, in the Rust Belt there. Amazing. So that was a really nice confirmation. But here's the point. He was doing a school talk, okay, and what he did was he leveraged the school talk into getting the kids actually not just sitting there in the classroom, just sitting there and listening to him, which is always tough to pull people out of those. In my experience, maybe you have a magic formula that I don't. But my experience told me that I always got more students when I got the people up and doing things, kids up doing things, take kids, adults, whatever. But I always got more people to come back to my, you know, special invite to my school if I got them up and moving and doing something. Because what we learned in research was that there's something called the nag effect. And the nag effect, if you're parents, you know what that is. I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm talking about as parents, okay? Know who uses the nag effect? McDonald's uses the nag effect. You know, video games, they use the nag effect. Cereal companies, everything, you know, they all – basically the nag effect is something that induces a child to bug their parents. You know, "Mom, I want to go to this. I want to do that." So with that knowledge, I realized that if I can get people up and moving, I get more students back because I'm actually going to induce the nag effect. Hey, call me what you want. But, you know, why should McDonald's get to use it and not me as a school owner? So anyway, here's the point. The point is you're doing the same activity. You're going to be in front of a group of kids for a half hour doing a school talk. Why not get that to produce more for you? So it's not just about going, okay, I keep doing this, and I get a little bit of results here and there. You have to look at everything you're doing and saying, with knowledge of what works, and this is why you got to always be plugged into information, because things constantly change. And one of the ways we run the Secret Society, I joke, it's we run it like a soap opera, is it's not just a website with a bunch of things you can grab and go take and pay a fee for every month. No, every month, it you know, we keep adding, but we keep changing to the dynamic of the marketplace. So here's an example. As opposed to just, you know, take two school owners. This one guy's doing school talks the old traditional way, and now you got Joe over here doing school talks where he's getting people up and moving. Who's going to get more out of that? Is Joe is, because he figured out a way to do the same thing, school talk, and get more out of it. So whenever you're thinking about getting off the hamster wheel, you have to think about everything that you're doing and little ways that you know, well, again, you want to be learn these things too. You have to be plugged into it. But you know that they can be improved on. I mean, here's a great example. I mean, I did the birthday call a couple months back, and the feedback I got from a lot of people was, "Hey, I've never heard it explained like that before. Same activity, birthday party, but do it differently, get more students off of it." So if I do, you know, 10 special events, community outreach type programs a month, and my average is, you know, 5 students coming from those 10 activities, but then I bump that up to where I get, you know, 10 from those 10 activities, well, I'm going to get off the hamster wheel a whole lot quicker. So you have to look at every marketing activity you're doing and try to leverage it better by just putting in some current, I want to use the word current, okay, current principles that are proven to work in marketing and proven to work in building relationships. It's extremely, extremely valuable to look at what you're doing and try to get more out of it. And obviously, if you're not doing anything, well, you have nowhere to go but up, okay? So now let's talk about in the paid department. A lot of people know me as the guy who, you know, loves to do direct mail, you know, and it's true. I do enjoy doing direct mail, and the reason why is I found that's the most cost-effective way to reach a prospect, whether it be someone who I'm just, you know, buying a list of likely people, or, you know, people that have already come into my fold in some way, shape, or form. So I love doing direct mail. So, I mean, this one thing to think about is I'll give you, I mean, another client story. I mean, like, I've been doing, you know, direct mail things from some of the other resources for a long time. You know, the results I got were okay. I used one of yours, and, you know, I got better results. That's just one example. But I'm going to give you a more clear example. So you can look at all your marketing materials, and you can put better headlines. You can put better offers. Here's a great thing, too. I was lurking around in one of the forums out there, and somebody said, you're getting ready to do my back-to-school marketing. I want to be ahead of the game. I'm thinking about doing an offer where it's, you know, buy 6 months, get 1 month free. Ooh, no, don't do that. Because, you know, with all the clutter out there, with all the messages that are constantly being bombarded, that is not irresistible enough an offer to get anybody to act and move. You'll get much more people with a better offer, and I like to go with free. Free, 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 free with, you know, just about any offer that we want to start out with. Free or, like, I mean, obviously in the Secret Society thing, we do a really low-cost trial, you know, really simple to get started. But that's just an example. But free lessons, you know, a couple lessons free is one of the best ways that I've found to get people to and other things, too, to get people to actually get into the fold. So when you're looking at your paid marketing, you need to think about the message that's out there, okay? Because if you're just, you know, putting some ordinary marketing message together, I mean, it's a great example. I mean, this guy didn't get intervention, and he went out there and he put all his time and all his effort into coming up with this buy 6 months, get 1 month free thing. Let's say he spent 4 hours on putting that together, which is not uncommon for people trying to do a flyer or a marketing piece on their own. And he did this, oh, this is going to be great. And then zero, zilch happened. Well, guess what? He just wasted his 4 hours. He wasted the money for in the newspaper. He wasted the postage if he was doing direct mail. And he's still at the same, you know, hamster wheel spot. Actually, he's worse off than he was. So you need to be real careful about the marketing messages, especially now with all the clutter and everything that's out there that you put out to your prospects. Now, one of the best places to use direct mail whenever I'm, you know, working with a client and they're doing the right marketing activities, meaning they're doing the birthday parties and the special events and the school talks, and they're actually collecting information from prospects all the time via their website, via their phone calls, all their interactions, they get the person's contact information. That is one of the best lists to mail to. Because now you go to that list with a powerful headline, a powerful message, a powerful offer, and they say, oh, yeah, that's right. This is the guy who was at the community center, or this is the guy that came to our women in business meeting and gave us some self-defense tips. That's this person. That's right. Ooh, this is cool. You know, month free and a free this and a free that. I'll check that out. So now you just got more out of your marketing. What I say in the beginning, it's about leveraging, to get off the hamster wheel, it's about leveraging every opportunity, leveraging every dollar. Hopefully that does make sense. So we talked a little bit about paid and unpaid. Hopefully gave you some simple examples. And here's another one, which this one might be like a preaching to the choir thing, but maybe it isn't. Who knows, right? A lot of people don't answer their phone. You know, I mean, it's different in some categories. I mean, there are some places where it's almost normal, you know, to get a voicemail or for it to go right to voicemail or something like that. You almost expect it. But most people, see, one thing you got to remember is that martial arts it can be an emotional investment, we'll use the word buy, right? It's an emotional buy. And in some cases, guess what? It's an impulse buy. I mean, if someone gets my mail piece and they call me right away, that's, I don't care what you say, that's impulse. That's no different than, you know, grabbing the, you know, thing of M&Ms off the shelf on the way out of the store. It's an impulse buy. You know, so you need to be there when people, you know, you need to be there when people are interested and ready to go, because they might change their mind. If you don't answer their phone and you don't kind of get them while they're hot, to use a bad analogy, you run the risk of losing them. That's the truth. So you need to really, you know, again, it might be preaching to the choir because you guys might answer your phones, but I'll tell you, I've called school owners. And, you know, it doesn't say on the caller ID, hey, this is Mike D. He's calling to sell you something, so don't answer. It doesn't say that. It just has a name. It has a number. A lot of times it says unknown. But you never, oh, it's out of the area, I don't answer it. Or it's a phone number not in this area code. That's not a student. I have the same cell phone that I had for 8 years. No, 2001. Yeah, 8 years I've had the same cell phone that I started, that I got in Philly. It's a 267 number. I live in the 603 area code now. If I call a 603 business and they look at the caller ID and they say, oh, I'm not going to answer this because it's 267, they just blew off a client, a possible customer. So I don't care what the caller ID says. You really should answer your phone. Now, here's the thing. A lot of you might say, well, I can, or I got a voicemail. Great. You know, let it go right to voicemail and get back to people quickly, maybe direct them to a website. And then the other thing, too, is a lot of people say, oh, maybe I'll get this answering service. That's all fine and dandy, but you also need to have a follow-up system beyond the answering service. For one of my platinum clients, what we did is he couldn't answer his phone between certain hours. So he hired the answering service. And until he got with me, it wasn't really working well because he didn't have a follow-up system in place after the answering service. So as long as you have a follow-up in place, in my case, the answering service would just go to, you know, his case, they just went to a web form and they put the person's information. He gets an email saying, you know, hey, this is John Smith, just called. Here's his message. He wants you to call him. He gets that email to him, and John Smith actually gets an email that says, hey, this is Todd. I got your call. I'm sorry I couldn't answer it. Email me back, and we'll set a quick time to talk, or I'll just give you a call. So now there's more of an interaction. There's more of a function as opposed to, here's the funny thing with answering services. Oh, yeah, hey, I'm calling to find out about martial arts lessons. And either they're going to read a script or they're going to say, oh, well, they're not available right we're not available right now. Can we take a message? Well, I'm just trying to find out how much it is. Oh, well, they're not available right now. Can we take a message? Oh, this is an answering service. Studies show that in a small operation type business, meaning one to five people, you know, a small business, okay, you know, the carpet cleaner, the plumber, the martial arts school, the hypnotherapist, you know, small businesses. When people make the call, they get irritated in this order. First, they get irritated if no one answers and there's no voicemail. That's just, you know, whack this person off the list. I would never call that person back. Then they get irritated, okay, if someone does answer but can't answer their questions. That is a big irritant. So if you are going to hire an answering service, make sure you set it up properly because it actually irritates people when they do get a live person and then there's a disappointment factor. Oh, okay, here's my message. All right, so just keep that in mind. The best person to answer, studies have shown, is actually the owner of the business or someone on staff, on site, who is trained properly to handle the phone. That is a huge hole that I see, and it's really sad. Because I don't know how much money it actually costs our industry, how many students it costs our industry every year. The jury's out on that, and I don't know anyone who's going to do that study. Maybe it'll get some stimulus money. Oh, let's put some stimulus money towards a study that'll find out how much unanswered phones cost the martial arts industry. You never know, right? All right, so anyway, sometimes I do cross political lines here. Sorry about that. Anyway, so the latest, go back up a little bit. Plug in some holes. There's more holes. Beyond getting them in your door by even answering your phone, you know, you really need to scrutinize your enrollment process all the time. And, you know, it doesn't matter, if it's working, great. But every time you do want to go up in price, you still have to figure out how you're going to point out more value to your people. That's an important thing. I mean, I know some people that, you know, just subscribe to my winners program as an example, and just that one thing alone, it enables them to have the confidence to ask for an extra $10, $20 per month just for that one thing, okay? Now, they only pay, you know, $39 a month to have it, and it helps them get whatever. So just anything. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do that, but anything, your intro process, your second lesson, your first lesson, what can you do to add more value if you do want to up price? But then the other thing to think about as well is your process. I mean, at different ends of the price spectrum, I'll give you an example. I was talking to somebody who they were only charging $89 a month, which is really, you know, not good. And they felt good because they were enrolling 7 out of 10 people that came in. I mean, at $89 a month, I mean, you should be able to just say, yeah, it's $89 a month. Hey, sign right here. I mean, for the most part, I mean, there's not a lot that has to go into, you know, convincing somebody. I mean, that's really not the right word. But showing the value in $89 a month. I mean, if you really not much you got to do there. That's the truth. But now when you go up to, you know, $119 a month, $129, and you want to get an initial fee, $249 or something like that, to increase your cash flow while you're listening, get off the hamster wheel, right? Well, you need to add a little more value to your intro process, okay? So that's a huge hole that I do see, is people not adding value to their intro process, not making it a logical, you know, following certain principles of persuasion. So you plug that hole as well. That can enable you to get more people. Because here's the thing. If that guy uses, you know, the same presentation to get 7 out of 10 on his 89, and he tries to do it with, you know, $149 or $159 or $169 a month, yeah, I mean, his thing's not going to go down that much, his closing percentage, but it will go down. I mean, he might go down to 50%, and that's not good, you know. So what you need to do when you go up in price or any time, really scrutinize your introductory lesson process and constantly think about how you can add more value. Even if you're not going to raise your price, still think about how you can add more value, because, you know, it'll create more positive feelings. It'll create more referrals for you and things like that. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about retention boosters. And I'm a firm believer in what I've witnessed and seen is that in any situation, you're going to have when you fix your upgrade process, when you fix your upgrade program, you end up in the same time boosting your retention. Because, again, think about it. If 70% of your people are on your upgraded program, the one where you're delivering the most value, the most benefits, they're getting the most out of it, and they're actually, you know, required to do the, you know, the biggest investment with you. Well, when you have that in place, a good percentage of your retention problems, they don't all go away, but they fix themselves. Because now, and here's an example. I mean, you know, you're doing month-to-month agreements, and you're mad because every summer people just, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to stop that for a while, and we'll come back in September. Well, it's not all because of your month-to-month agreements, but the fact of the matter is, if you had a committed program in place, Black Belt Club or whatever, I mean, check the laws in your state, of course, but if you had a program in place that was more committed and they already made the decision – they're not making the decision every month, but they already made the decision that they're going to go for it. Well, you're going to get a certain percentage of them who just aren't even going to – of course, they're still going to take family vacations, but they're not going to think in that mentality of, ooh, no, we have to interrupt this in order to do that. There's no way we can do both. You get rid of some of that. You won't get rid of all of it, but you'll get rid of some. Okay, that's an example of how upgrade systems will naturally fix retention holes. Okay, that's one example. The other example, I want to unplug in some holes, is, you know, obviously you need the upgrade system. And what you need to think about, this is a big hole that I see that keeps people on the hamster wheel, is missing emotional timing. Like I said, everything that we do is all about positive emotions. The more positive emotions that we can generate, conjure up in our schools, whatever it is, the more powerful our business is going to be. We just have to generate positive emotions, and then what we have to do, especially in an upgrade system, we have to make sure we're capitalizing on those positive emotions. So, you know, there's ways to communicate with people at certain points in the new student process. There's ways to induce positive emotions. It could be that extra phone call. I mean, I know Allie, you know, the senior consultant with the Member Solutions, I mean, talk to him about the 246 thing. I mean, he'll tell you all about that. And that's a way to induce a positive emotion. That's the key, okay? Now, what you have to do is make sure you tie it all together. So you tie your classroom, you tie your service, you tie all your extras into one, okay? So meaning they're all with the whole idea of generating positive emotions, which then actually causes people to upgrade when you actually capitalize on the timing. That is the key. I mean, how many of us have been there when we have, you know, we went to upgrade somebody on their advanced program, and we knew that at a certain level, I mean, they were just more apt to say yes. I mean, it was after a belt testing or after they overcame an obstacle. And for some reason, we just missed it. Well, you know, we didn't have both parents there. If we were working with kids, we never, on our end, we dropped the ball. We never scheduled the follow-up conference, whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, it starts to go cold. You know, then it gets put in the, you know, cold case file, right? And then, you know, sometimes they end up just running out their term for whatever reason. That keeps us on the treadmill. When people just, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just going to run out my 12 months or my 6 months, and then I'm going to go do something else, and then maybe I'll come back. What does everybody tell you when they want to come back? What do they say? They say, you're so great. This is a great school. But we have to stop for a while. And you know what? We're going to tell everybody we see about you. And you know what? We are going to come back. Don't they all tell you that? You know, how many of them actually do? Not all of them, of course. We wish that everyone who told us that actually was true to their word. But they just simply forget. Now, and that leads me to one other little funnel. Is I just finished it up today. It's a piece that we're working on for our members. And it's a mailer. It goes to past students. Okay, it goes to past students. And there's been three so far. We published three of them, and this is like the last one. It's like a sequence, and our direct mail is about sequences. So this all goes, and this is the other hole. It's not marketing enough to past students. Remember, they all told us what they tell us. They said, you know, if we had the exit conversation, sometimes they all just disappear, right? That happens too. And that's fine. But most of them, you know, told us for some reason, yeah, you guys are great, you know, I'll be back, and I'm going to tell everybody about you. Well, okay, great. But we just finished up today, and it's a mail piece that goes out. We put a little compass inside it, and it says, hey, it's been a while since you've been here. You must be lost, or you must – what was it? Oh, no, you've forgotten how to get here. That's what I did. I didn't use the word must be lost because with parents that can have a negative connotation. So we said, you must have forgotten the way to our school. Here's a compass to help you out, okay? So a lot of people miss the boat that they really should be marketing to their past students. And I had one client who used – now, that has not been released yet. It'll be released this month. I had one client who used a piece prior – that had an insert in it similar to that, and they said they could, you know, mail out 100, ended up with 3 calls, got 2 people in on their offer. Not bad. I mean, if you can mail your 100 students, your 100 past students every month and get 2 back, man, I'd do that every single month because it's not expensive to do that. So, you know, you got to think about mailing, you know, getting in touch with your past students until they tell you just to drop dead, get away, don't call me, you know, never mail me again. And you know as well as I do, not all of them left on bad terms, okay? I mean, we know how it is. Eventually, Member Solutions sends us that thing. Do you want to pursue this? No, they kind of understand. They sign a contract. It's not a big deal. Member Solutions looks like the bad guy. It's so a lot of times they're not mad at us, which is great, and we can get them back. So it's a big hamster wheel spot is not cultivating those past students, whether it be email, direct mail. And you think about that. I mean, like I said, it's about encompassing a lot of different things to help you, again, get off that hamster wheel. All right, now that can all spell the difference between growth and stagnation. Like I said, you know, this was going to be a very general call. Last thing, before I get to that, talk a little bit about the Internet and how some people keep themselves on the hamster wheel by not leveraging their websites. As Kathy mentioned a little bit in the beginning, if you got the front of this call when you came in, we'll be doing a live seminar. It's not anything like a big convention or anything like that. It's really small, about 20 school owners max. It'll be up here in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. Easy drive, pretty much from as far down as Philly. Really, it's not too hard to get here. Or you can fly, obviously, from anywhere in the country. And it's a day and a half of training, and we're going to cover a whole lot of great information and really just cover the nuts and bolts systems of everything, special events, upgrades, enrollments, marketing, and just really give a whole bunch of intense training, and there's really nothing else you have to buy when you get there. I mean, it's all covered in the tuition, and it's 3 months free is included with the MABIS Secret Society when you join the when you do the seminars. Just MABIS Secret Society /seminar, and I think there's a link there as well. Now, of course, you can get a whole lot more out of it by, you know, when you do that, and this way you'll be able to capitalize on some of the things we're talking about. But anyway, let's go into the Internet, okay? The Internet. A lot of people get stuck on that hamster wheel because, you know, their websites are not set up to pretty much do the most important thing, which is collect information from a visitor. So what you need to do is make sure, you know, all your websites are collecting information for one. And the other thing you want to be thinking about as well is constantly testing and tweaking different aspects of your website. So, you know, test the blog, test the video blog, test the different, what we call headline on the front page, test the different offer. You know, it's not good enough anymore to say, you know, join our email list. No, you need to give them a reason to join your email list, right? You know, join our email list or fill in this box below and you'll get, you know, dot, 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 you know, this, 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 and this just for doing that. Okay, as an example, you know, you really want to give things away. I have a couple clients, they give away, you know, parenting ebooks. They give away video lessons. That's really cool, really easy for especially an MMA school. I have one of my clients is an MMA guy. He gives away, you know, a four-lesson video course, you know, one on passing the guard, one on doing Muay Thai techniques, and one on boxing techniques. You know, there's your MMA for you right there, okay? And he gives that away via video training where they opt in, they get part one, part two, part three. But, hey, anyone looking for mixed martial arts is going to go, oh, cool, video training, how to pass the guard, how to do that. Oh, awesome, I'll check that out. And they, it's almost like, and then we basically say it's almost like getting, you know, a free sample of our school without having to come in. So you get to know us a little bit. And that's an easy way to get someone to opt in. So you got to think about really what you can give away on your website to get people to leave their name and information. Preferably if you can get the full physical address as well as the email, that's even more powerful because now you can follow up, you know, via direct mail as well. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense. So when you think about getting off the hamster wheel, it's about everything. It's about everything. It's about thinking about every single system in your school, all the way from that school talk that you did last week or the, you know, the ones you want to do in September, how to get more out of them, how to change your vocabulary a little bit so people are more inclined to say yes to you, how to structure, you know, your school systems so you're getting more people to upgrade, how to think about every single thing, you know, your paid marketing, better offers, better headlines. And I gave the example of the guy who wants to do 6 months, you know, one free, not good enough, okay? Thinking about every little detail is really what gets us to the higher levels. It's not about the big, you know, obviously we have to think big, but when we look at every little detail and we improve on every single one, we pick up an extra student here because we said this a little differently. We did, you know, we had our upgrade system in place better, so now our retention rates, you know, went up 4% because of that. And I've seen that before, believe it or not. So these are all things go into getting off the hamster wheel. And, you know, this and many other things is what we're going to cover at the event that we do. It's July 31st, August 1st. So it's Friday, July 31st from 6 to 9, and then Saturday, August 1st from 9 to 5. So pretty intense. Summer is actually $197, and you get those 3 months, which is $450 value. So if you're interested, you're going to be in the New England area. Definitely check that out. So, you know, in a follow-up, If you have any questions, I'm also open to, you know, to talking to anybody who has any further questions. Email, you guys should have that. If not, agent007@mabizsecretsociety.com. And you can also go right to mabizsecretsociety.com and get some free resources as well and stay in touch. And I'm happy to help you out in any way I could. So just let us know. So, Kathy, you want to open the line for questions?
Sure, absolutely. The phone line should now be open. Is there anybody on the phone that has a question? Okay, well, we do have a couple of web questions, if I could feed those to you.
Yeah, that's how we get them most of the time anyway, right?
Right. Let's see. Okay, you addressed this one, but I'm going to just read it anyway. If you work full-time and run a school at night and are teaching and can't personally get the phone, what's the next best thing?
Okay. A couple things. Obviously, when you're running your school when you're running your school part-time and working full-time, you know, this is more of a metaphysical thing, but eventually if you have the right plan in place and you do want to leave that full-time job, which is most people's goal, right? If you have the right plan in place and the right help, you could do it. That's just like the metaphysical go for it answer, number one. Number two is this. What I'd recommend is two things. Because then returning calls gets tricky. So you need to discipline yourself that you will, you know, return calls between a certain hour every day. So what you do is you can tell someone on your voicemail you're going to call them back at this specific time. Please leave a number that I could call you. The risk you run by not getting your phone personally and having it go to voicemail is, especially if it's one of the impulse ones and they go to the next school or they just change their mind. So that's always the risk you're going to run that can keep you stuck. Just keep that in mind. So have it go right to your voicemail. Specify a time that you do return calls every day, or give them the option to say, tell me a good time for you and the best number, and I will call you back at that time. And if you deliver on that promise, people will be blown away. So if I say, listen, hey, it's Mike, I'm looking for information for my daughter Julia, and you know, I heard you say, I can specify a time to call me back. Listen, here's what's good for me. Friday at 3:30 is best for me. Well, if you call me Friday at 3:30, I want to be darn impressed. So that's two options. Tell them a specific time you return calls, or give them the option to call them at a certain time that they specify, and you can go from there. And it also maybe send them to a website where they can opt in, go to my website and blah, 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 and then you'll get their contact information then and can return their call on that time. So there's a lot of ways to skin this cat. You could hire an answering service, but like I talked about in the call, just like when my client came on board with me, he was losing people on the answering service just a waste of money because he didn't have the system built around it to make it a good experience for the caller. Does that make sense, Kathy?
It sure does, absolutely.
Long-winded way of answering that one, but I hopefully covered every detail.
I think you did. That's good.
Good.
There's another one up here says, when you give free lessons, don't you get more poorly qualified people responding than if you charged at least something?
No, I've never found that to be the case, because I'll tell you what. I mean, if you're going to get a certain amount of people that see, you know, you got to remember this: the higher end the consumer goes, the more skeptical they are. You got to remember that. The more educated they are, the more they have their guard up, where they're kind of like the sentries in front of the castle. Okay, that's one way to think about it. So. It's hard to get me off of this one, but I really am a firm believer that that free is the best one. And if you're doing a whole lot of marketing, you're going to generate a whole lot more leads anyway. Yeah, you're going to have some, you know, the stuff that's not as good, but then the cream will rise to the top. And some of those higher-end consumers actually do appreciate the opportunity to get started with no risk because they're more skeptical, they're more educated. You know, and frankly, I mean, I'm working with some other different business categories right now, and we're always thinking about what we can package for free, no risk, to get someone at least to take a step up. And that's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get someone to take a step up without as many barriers. Here's the answer. The answer is you got to test, and you got to test in the right way, okay? Because you got to be careful with that. I've seen people do, oh, I tried this, it didn't work. Well, you missed a boat on three other things that are important to this. So you got to remember that, okay? So just keep that in mind. So hopefully that helps a little bit. But I'm a firm believer that I'll tell you what. Take my current business right now, the Secret Society thing. Some of my best promotions are when we, you know, do like a $5 trial. They're real fun, you know, and people, oh, $5, I'll try that. Got some great clients now that did that. So again, it's different. Even in different businesses, it's hard for me to get off the whole lower risk, lower barrier to entry. Now, of course, I'm not telling you to go do $5 for the first month. It's different. You want to do a 2 or 3 week thing. And then what we always do is we have wording where it's called, we say trading in your offer. And then we have this little disclaimer that says, because I always believe in enrolling on day one or two. So now if someone comes in with this 2 weeks free or 21 days free or 30 days free, I still enroll them on day two. However, I make it very clear to them that they're trading in their offer. I make them realize the savings they're getting because I do actually give them real savings based on what it is and what it would be if they waited 30 days. And then I extend their first monthly installment out further. So you do have to compromise, you know, on your free programs when you get more leads because you can't have people thinking you're a bait and switch artist either, okay? Does that make sense? So you need to have weight mechanisms in place that actually do point people to show, well, here's what your offer was, here's what you're getting for trading it in. On top, you're also getting this. And a lot of what I found is people saying, oh, great, I don't want to wait 2 weeks anyway. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's get going. You know, I want to get out there in classes and experience the full thing. So, you know, there's a lot of little – I'm really a detail person when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And some people either too lazy, feel they don't have time to think about the details, but I find the details is where it really you get a lot of, you know, a lot of great benefits. So hopefully that's another long-winded detail-oriented answer for you.
But it was packed with good information.
All right.
That's what counts.
At least you think so.
I think so. You know, yeah. I should be a hard audience too. So
right, I know.
Tony's asking if you could repeat the information about the video opt-in.
Okay. Well, one of my platinum clients is we created a what we call a squeeze page. And basically, you know, I pretty much gave him the wording for the offer and what he's going to say. And so he gets up there and he says, you know, hey, this is, you know, his name's Alex. This is Alex from, you know, Blankety Blank Martial Arts. And I know you're looking for mixed martial arts classes in blank because that's what his keywords are. And he said, listen, you know, and he goes into a little script. Here's what I want to do for you. I want to give you three lessons that will help you this, this, and this, and this. Beneficial to anybody looking for mixed martial arts. It could be anything. You can adapt this to a kid audience. This is, like I said, how I work with my clients. Very hands-on. So anyway, he's got this thing. He's going to give you this, this, and this for just all you got to do is put your name, your information here. It's like being able to come to our school without having to leave the comfort of your own home. You can get, you'll learn how to pass the guard. You'll learn basic, you know, this, I forget what Muay Thai technique it was, and you'll learn, you know, a couple boxing techniques basically. And the wording was a lot better than that. I'm just giving you a quick overview. So then he delivers. He gets their information, and he sends them off to another page. But in the interim, they get an email that says, hey, here's your first video lesson. And they end up with, you know, a link to a video. They open it up, and there's a video lesson. At the end of the video lesson, he says, and by the way, if you want to come in, here's how it works. Just like I'm doing, you know, I say, hey, here's some great information. It'll work if you use it. By the way, hey, I'm doing a seminar this day if you want to do it. So it's the same principles, really, that apply. So at the end of the video, he just says, hey, by the way, you can give us a call, you can get, you know, a month free, blah, blah, blah. Very short at the end of his video training. Hopefully that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. Ken has a question, and I think it relates to what you were talking about just before this topic.
Right.
And the question is, how do you show specifically more value and make people want to upgrade or join? So I'm thinking he's probably talking about trading in that pass, you know, or trading in that time.
Well, and you threw the word upgrade in there as well. I believe the upgrade, you know, the upgrade system is definitely a science that everybody needs to be spend a lot more time in because it can be huge when done right, okay? So you said that. In terms of more value, obviously you can bundle it into your intro. So, I mean, I do a lot of intro training. I have, you know, obviously videos on my site. But you have to make sure during the intro you're hitting key benefits that the person wanted. Now, I'm not saying you have to, you know, do different benefits every time, but, you know, if someone's talking about being bullied in confidence, you need to highlight on those so it almost feels as though it's been matched and customized to them. Every intro needs to look like it's the first time you're doing it. And then it's not until they're enrolled for a month and they're looking in your office or your intro room or they catch you doing it and they realize you do the same thing every time, you know. But every intro to you needs to feel like the first one. So that's obviously a subconscious way of adding more value, is just having more fun with it. But hitting on key benefits, taking your time to present the program, only presenting it to the people when they're ready to do it, meaning, you know, if it's mom and dad, you want to have mom and dad there, okay? And then literally going through the list of things they're going to get. I mean, I added value. Here's some other tangible ways. I mean, I added value by never limiting somebody's attendance. And I get challenged on that one a lot, but when I explain why, people go, oh, that makes sense. Okay, so I never limit anybody's attendance. I offer free birthday parties, and my clients offer free birthday parties, okay? And then, you know, again, a shameless plug. I mean, sometimes people will say, and by the way, you also get a subscription to this newsletter or, you know, use the member solution stuff. You know, they have some of those newsletters. I mean, Joe Galea, president, I mean, he wrote a lot of great articles, you know. So you just you bundle some things together. You have a nice student manual. Maybe you do a Raising Real Winners program. You know, it says, hey, you get an audio magazine and blah, 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 successful parenting. You know, there's all kind of ways to add value, you know. So that's just one way to think about it.
Okay, thank you. I think that is the last question that we had that came in, Mike.
Okay, cool. And like I said, if anybody wants to follow up or something, you know, they go to mabizsecretsociety.com or click through any of those links. And they just put their name and email in one of those boxes, they'll at least be able to stay in touch and get some of the free stuff that we send out from time to time as well.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And also, I know that we'll continue to have the link like we do up on the teleseminar website right now for your seminar until you tell us it's sold out and you don't have any more room on the one that's July 31st through August 1st. We'll have that in our weekly solution.
Yeah, here's the fun part with that. I can do classroom style with 25, or I can do theater style with 50, is what I was told. So we'll have to arbitrarily think about where the where the sellout point
okay.
is. Well, I'll let you know, definitely. So I do appreciate that. And always fun talking to you guys. Hope you got a lot out of it. And, you know, can people start looking back and saying, hey, you know, here's how we can plug this hole, get off the hamster wheel, start growing.